I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. It's your friend Andy. Watch What Happens Live is back from Thanksgiving break. And we've got a great show tonight. We've got John Mayer and Bob Saget. Those two have been friends for a long time. John and I have been friends for, I want to say, like 8 years. Hopefully it won't be too insidery. We all just got back from Brazil, where we celebrated John's 40th birthday. It was wonderful. And, you know, John doesn't do too many talk shows at this point. And I still want to be a little provocative with him and get him talking about things that maybe you don't hear him talking about. I think it'll be a great show. I'm really excited. I don't know what's going to happen, but John's here. I'm going to go say hi to him. I'm a little in love with him. Wouldn't you be if he was your great friend? All right. Enjoy the show.
He's the musician we all wish we'd married, and he probably knows where Comet is buried. It's Watch What Happens Live with John Mayer and Bob Saget now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse. I love a surprising guest combo as much as I love a surprising friendship, and tonight we've got both. Every time I see him perform live, his music does things to me that would make me throw my underwear on stage if my name wasn't sewed into the back. His new album, The Search for Everything, is out now. It's my buddy John Mayer. A great album, by the way. He was the beloved widower dad on Full House, and now his daughter DJ is a widow on Fuller House, which makes me wonder, are the Tanners freaking cursed? It's the star of Bob Saget, 0 to 60, available on iTunes and Amazon now. Bob Saget! Great to see you both. This is really exciting. How long have the two of you been friends?
10 years?
10, yeah. 10, 12. It's actually when I lost my dad, but we found him. He was behind the shed.
Yep.
But it's a great audience, by the way. we became friends, and we like brothers. I mean, yeah. It's really great.
The three of us are actually very close. Yeah, the three of us are very close.
We just got back from theory.
Yeah.
Because
that's
when A likes B and then likes C.
Is that what transitive theories are?
I guess. I'm using friendship as a basis. But yeah. I like you immensely, always did. You're the cheeriest, most happy. Isn't he just happy?
And thank you. Well, you know what? I'm really excited about our bartender tonight, because behind the bar, it's one of John's favorite collaborators, the iconic Barbra Streisand, everybody. Hello, Barbra.
I have a question.
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, I stepped on your jokes.
Yeah, so no, bad. That's okay.
You missed a golden opportunity to call her Barbara Tender.
A Barbara Tender.
Oh.
See that? He's a poet, everybody.
No, I got it better. Barb Tender.
Barb Tender.
Yeah, you missed it.
Let's get started. Dead & Company is touring. It is off. You are killing. John, you are doing the Lord's work and Jerry Garcia's work, which is kind of redundant. But the tour's in full swing, so
it's back.
Congratulations.
It's great. More people are going than ever before. Like, friends of mine who weren't even Deadheads or fans of the music are catching on to it. So that's the cool part, is not only just keeping this thing alive that's already been there, but bringing more people into it. That's the part that's the most gratifying.
And Bob Saget, congratulations on your engagement to Kelly, who is gorgeous. Very excited. And in continued news, part two of the Housewives reunion ended. John, did you see it coming that Shannon, Vicky, and Tamra had that group hug?
Which camera can I go to?
Yeah, right there. Yes! I know you have questions for John Mayer and Bob Saget, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, John Mayer just finished the Search for Everything tour, but he's also toured with and collaborated with many performers. He probably got to know them all really well, and yet he still might not know Dick. Here's what, let's find out as we play the Search for Every Peen. John, I will show you some below-the-belt shots of people you've worked with. You search it with your eyes and tell us whose peen you think it is.
Okay.
Right here on this monitor.
What is a peen?
Okay.
What is a peen?
What do you think? Any idea who this is? You're touring with him now.
I'm touring with him now? Who's wearing a suit? They're wearing a suit?
Yes.
That person is wearing a suit?
Are you touring on New Year's Eve with this person?
That's Dave Chappelle.
Yes, you are touring on New Year's Eve with Dave Chappelle. Okay, you have toured with this person also. In a group.
He looks like he has a hammer in there. That would be a ball peen.
he's got a falsetto voice.
Oh, you know what? Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I saw the pasty white leg. I was like, Adam Levine.
Yes, very good. Wow. That's amazing. Okay, see if you can
You're
guess
doing this. Too well.
The John Mayer Trio opened for this.
Oh, that's all Mick Jagger. That's
yes,
Jagger
very fan. Good. Okay, this is someone that you performed with in the last few years. It's a ginger.
Is that Sammy Hagar?
Is it Sammy Hagar? Ed Sheeran. Oh, my God.
Might I say, this generation's Sammy Hagar.
Yes, some might say.
So you have a problem with millennial peens.
Okay, next up, let's see if you recognize this peen.
Oh, that's my peen.
Is it your peen? It's Bob Weir's peen.
Symbiotic.
That's how close we are.
Peen to peen.
This is, you collaborated with this person on a song for his album.
Uh-huh.
Some say it was poetry.
Is that Kanye's peen?
Is it Kanye's peen? Very good. Thank you very much for playing. Second, John's not the only musician in the clubhouse. In an old stand-up special, Bob Saget played guitar and sang a song called Danny Tanner Was Not Gay. And we totally believe him, more or less. But here's what. Let's find out how in tune Bob is with all the homosexuals who grew up watching Full House. Bob, we pulled 39 gays and a couple sag hags about all things Tannerinos.
Sag hags?
Let's find out how well your answers match theirs. You really are. Take a look.
Okay.
Who would make a better beard, we asked 39 gays, DJ Tanner or Kimmy Gibbler?
I love them both so much, but I...
Who did the gays say would make a better beard?
I would say Kimmy is what I would
say. 58%, you're right. Yeah. Who had the fiercer fashion sense, Uncle Joey or Uncle Jesse?
Well, fiercer fashion is obviously Uncle Jesse. I mean,
yes, it is, 84%. He's two for two.
Poor Dave's in Ronald McDonald clothes.
What's gayer, starting a band in your brother's basement or puppeteering a woodchuck?
This is tough, but he does have his hand up the woodchuck.
94%. Said it, you're three for three. What's the gayer catchphrase? How rude or you got it, dude?
Well, I'd like to say, aw, nuts, because it's right there.
Yes.
But it wasn't a choice. I would say, you got it, dude.
Nope, because... how rude.
What?
73%, absolutely.
Hey, I know gay phrases better than anybody.
Maybe you don't. Who would be a better hag?
Mary
Kate or Ashley? Who would be a better hag?
Never. I love them both. Can't answer. I love them both.
It's nothing negative.
Mary
Kate.
Oh, to hang with.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, my brain went.
Who would you want as your daddy?
So damn defensive.
Who would you want as your daddy? Okay, Danny Tanner or Uncle Jesse?
Well, obviously it was supposed to be me, but everybody liked him because he sang like forever in the bushes. So I'd say Jesse.
Oh, it is Uncle Jesse. Yeah. Who would you rather, Steve or Nelson? We asked.
I'm Steve. Scott Wanger was the voice of Aladdin. I love
91%. Yeah. Last up, here's the biggest question. Who was the bigger cock block, Michelle or Stephanie?
For me personally, it's a new world. I would say Michelle. She's so cute. It's like having Mickey Mouse in your house.
It was Stephanie. The gays said, "Thank you very much for playing, Bob." Said, "Hey,
the gays said,
yes.
This is right and wrong."
Finally, the only acid any of us probably ever experience is reflux, but that doesn't mean we can't imagine we're tripping balls and seeing weird stuff. Here's what, John, you're on tour with the Dead & Company now, and one of your most colorful fans is here. Oh, Shady Dancing Bear.
Oh, does John Mayer come with a side of honey? Oh.
Very cute. Shady Dancing Bear, you have some questions for John Mayer. Give us your first one.
You spent a week in Brazil with Andy. Mm-hmm. Dish. What's his most annoying travel habit?
What's my most annoying travel habit?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
The cologne is strong.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Oh my God, this is new. Why have you never told me that?
A Shady Dancing Bear never asked me.
All right, Shady.
I have a positive thing about you on on traveling.
Okay.
You never run out of things to wear.
Oh, thank you.
And they all smell a little weird.
Yes.
Maybe it's the alcohol level of it. It's not that it's not
the alcohol level of the clothes. Am I wearing too much right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Shady Dancing Bear.
Andy, let me just smell
your
peen.
Name someone that wanted to collaborate with you that you turned down.
Anyone you turned down collaborating with?
No. I'll tell you what. There's just people I haven't worked with yet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, nice.
There's nobody. I don't think there's anybody I've been like, not for me. Because everyone's like a song away. I'd like to think everyone's a song away from having a great song. Like, Thriller is just beyond everyone's reach,
just by a
millimeter. And if someone gets it, then I'd love to be a part of it. So there's no one I've ever turned down flatly, but not yet.
Shady Dancing Bear, last question.
Katy Perry said you were the best lover she's ever had. Who was the best lover you've ever had?
What's the way out of this?
Can I,
right here.
Right here. In your mind.
Right here.
Really?
So far, it's on a little SD card. I've been creating it myself. I have been my best lover so far.
Thank you very much, John Mayer. Thanks, Shady Dancing Bear.
Later, boy.
Yeah, later. Let's go to the phones. Nick from Ohio is on the line. Hey, Nick, what's your question?
My question is for John, and I was wondering, have you talked with Nicki Minaj offline since you guys flirted on Twitter?
No. I think that portal between two people who follow each other,
that
could be crossed by either side, it should be respected. You know, just two follows does not a DM relationship make,
is what
I'm saying. I think we're both very, very responsible with the membrane that connects two people who follow each other on Twitter, but not just puncturing it just to do it. If we need each other, I think
you're there for each other.
We're there.
It was a very sweet little flirt. You tweeted, "Sometimes I wonder if Nicki Minaj."
I spend large amounts of time wondering whether Nicki Minaj would like me or not.
Yeah.
Which at the time when I wrote it, number one, it's completely authentic, and number two, I forgot that I was a famous person.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would find out very quickly whether or not she would like me or not.
Because she tweeted you soon after,
right? In very short order. Like, I watched, like, something was going on, like, when the retweet thing was going like this, and like, like a scene in a movie where sales are booming.
Yeah.
The thing just goes, bing, 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 bing. And I went, oh, man, this is going to be bigger than I thought. But she was really, really kind and funny to me. And I was like, she wins. It was like, she wins that exchange, you know? She spiked the ball. It was great. Like, you're supposed to spike the ball, and I'm supposed to lose, and you win. And everybody, for the most part, I thought it was cool.
I loved it.
I did the same thing with Larry David. No response.
Let's go to Elaine from Baltimore with a question for Bob Saget. Hey, Elaine, what's your question?
Bob, which of your cast members from Full House will you be inviting to your wedding?
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Probably, I don't know. I'm just wanting to enjoy the engagement a whole lot, but probably all of them, but not Comet because he's no more.
Right. By the way, Bob, Jamie R. from D.C. wants to know how often you smoke your strain of weed.
I am not a weed smoker because it ruins my short-term memory. But there is a sativa named that. That was a short-term memory joke.
Can you give John and I your strain of weed as a gift?
You know I would strain for both of you anytime.
Thank you. By the way, speaking of which, you said recently, you tweeted that you hadn't had a drink for a year. You're having Diet Coke tonight. But you've spoken, I think, in interviews that you do like pot. That kind of gave you... What is the difference for you between pot and alcohol?
Well, pot is not pushed on me by every waiter and waitress in every restaurant I go to.
Uh-huh.
Pot does not make you wake up and feel horrible for sometimes a day and a half because you smoke too much pot. And it's just a little bit of a nicer risk and reward. The reward, it's a little more balanced in terms of what you get and what you owe. All drugs are a loan deal. And it's a matter of what you get up front and what you have to pay back. And I find alcohol is just a loan shark. It's just like, I'll tell you what, I'm alcohol. I'll give you 3 good hours of feeling like you're on top of the world, but you owe me 48 feeling like you want to die.
You got to do it.
And I go, by the way, like, it's not even a moralistic thing. I just don't like those odds.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah,
it's
because
good.
You are a just say no PSA. You are amazing.
It's really good. I know, but he's also like, just say no, but smoke pot.
Smoke pot.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Andy, my question is for both of the guys. I was wondering, what were all of your favorite moments from John's epic 40th birthday trip?
Good question.
We were all in Brazil for your 40th birthday trip. Anyone have a...
Well, the main thing was that this man is a very special guy, and he put out a lot of love to a select group of people. Some could make it, some couldn't make it, and he brought people that he wanted to give his love back to. And we love him. He's also an amazing talent, but that has nothing to do with... It does, because if he couldn't play well, I wouldn't want to be his friend, but... But Andy, wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree.
Love
it was so love. I'm still on the love cloud.
People were depressed when they left.
Yes.
I came down hard.
I called my therapist. I was in tears. What is it all mean?
You know, John, I'm trying to remember how long I've been friends with you, but I think it's probably 8 years or something like that.
2010?
But the thing that I realized as I was coming into this tonight is you have this reputation as a ladies' man. You've been single for the last 3-4 years, or 3 years, and then before that you were with Katie for like 3 years. So
that was my last relationship.
So that is kind of a misnomer, I feel like.
Okay, this is my point of reference. People get stuff wrong all the time. I have not dated someone in a long time. I don't know that I earned the womanizer moniker anymore, but then I look at other people in life and I realize that America put a gerbil up Richard Gere's butt. America put a gerbil in his butt. The man was a great actor, and America somehow or another
made up some urban myth
about gerbil in his butt by way of
rumor. You're not talking literally. You're not talking millions of people pushing.
But my point is... But my point is, to most people in their perception of it, it was.
Right.
You ask most people, they're like, yeah, it was. Of course it wasn't. But when you think about how wrong somebody can do you in terms of how they get you, I would say womanizer is like closer than gerbil in the butt. So womanizer is wrong, but then I look at how much more wrong it could be.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
My question is for Bob. I was just wondering how you would rate the Full House movie on Lifetime from a scale from 1 to 10.
Well, I didn't see it because I don't watch that because it's kind of, you know, tabloid crap. So I didn't watch it. And it's not how it happened. I love doing the show, and I was very lucky to do it. And now I'm lucky to go on and do everything else I want to do, which is stand-up, which I'm loving. And I bring it up in a loving way. And it gets to make people laugh on different levels. I get to do family stuff, and it's still going on Netflix. And then I get to do my other stuff, which is part of my new special that I don't want to mention, could be too self-promotional, but it's 0 to 60. 0 to 60, and it's out everywhere.
Bob, is Louis C.K. going to come back, do you think?
He's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And this is a tough time.
Yeah.
And I believe that he is, he knows he's done a terrible thing. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But I think he's brilliant. And I think if anyone can figure out in his soul to clean it and to change his life and make it make sense to everyone, that there would be, I would like to think that there would be forgiveness from himself, but mainly from everyone, because it's a giant violation. But the butt is, I've known him a long time, and he's a very funny man. But this is a giant devil and a huge albatross. So, needs help.
Victoria J. John, be honest. She texted.
Victoria Justice?
Victoria Justice, yes. Did you watch any of Katy Perry's 96-hour live stream?
Yeah, I did.
You did? And what'd you think?
I think you'd have to watch all 96 hours to
make
with
the full
final verdict.
Yes.
I thought it was like, yeah, there she is. Like, when I say that, I'm like, that's her thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's to go big and bold and, yeah, I checked in with it. Like, it's definitely odd to watch your ex-girlfriend asleep.
Right. But by the way, it would have been almost weirder if you didn't check in. You were together for years. I mean, it would. If someone's living their lives for...
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the way I see things now is I call it stand in the middle of the boat. If someone says, I don't watch that, it's like, yes, you do.
Right.
You know, it's like... If you want to text someone, and it's, you know, I texted Katie happy birthday. It was 4 a.m. It was like a post midnight, haven't gone to sleep yet. It's technically your birthday, Sen, because right. How weird is it to be like, oh, I want to say happy birthday now, but I'm going to wait till tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
You just got to be a person, man.
Text is love.
Watch when you want to watch it. Check it. Human about it.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Bob Saget, who recently became engaged, to Kelly Rizzo, who's lovely. This is on the heels of John Stamos's engagement, which only means one thing, a double wedding in which Kimmy Gibbler mucks it up and they almost accidentally marry each other's fiancés, but learn a very valuable lesson about letting Joey be both best mans. Tonight's Jackal goes to a new Australian attraction where you stand inside a flimsy wire cage inside a lion's den. Now, if I wanted to get eaten by a giant cat, I would date someone in the cast of The Lion King, which I've done. I want to thank John, Bob, and Barbara. See you tomorrow night, everybody. Everybody, it's Andy here with John Mayer. The new album is The Search for Everything. It's out now. Dead & Company's fall tour is underway. You can get tickets now. And New Year's Eve at the Forum in L.A. with Dave Chappelle. That's cool. Bob's comedy special, Bob Saget 0 to 60, is available now on iTunes and Amazon. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Melissa, and I'm from Whitman, Massachusetts.
Hey, Melissa, what's your question?
Oh, my question is for John. John, which part of your body do you think is a wonderland?
Let me just say that this friggin' song title has got legs as a joke.
It really does.
It just keeps paying dividends in the comedy world.
What is your favorite part of your body? Your supple lips? Or is that
mine? Oh, you know what? I have very good hands.
You do have good hands.
I have very good hands.
I do.
You have doctor's hands.
Look, I don't even get manicures or anything, and they're just right.
Why you play so well, you think?
Like, yeah, because look how big my thumbs are. Like that's crazy. Those are huge thumbs.
But these aren't as big.
I'm not stoned at all. I'm just looking at how big my thumbs are.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Darianne from San Francisco.
Hey, thanks. What's your question?
Thanks for the dead air.
Oh, sorry. Andy, I just want to say I've loved you since your first episode, and my question is for Bob and John.
Okay.
What's your most favorite and least favorite Grateful Dead song?
Oh, I want to get in on this.
Okay. I just love Truckin'. I don't know why. It's just something that I always went with. And I like being in a truck with a guy. He'll pick me up, and I'll just go, you know, trucking.
That's what the song's about. It's about hitchhiking. Friend trucking around the world.
And we'll smoke pot named after me.
Yes.
I don't smoke pot, but I want people to smoke me.
What's yours? Always one at the end.
I'm trying.
But I'm going to pull you into this, because you and I, think, like, have the same least favorite Grateful Dead song.
France. I know, which is so crazy that Laura Linney was on this show, and for some reason I got talking about the Dead. I go, what's your favorite Dead song? And she said France.
Maybe that's the first one that comes to mind. I don't know.
But what's your favorite? What's your current favorite Dead song?
Like current as of this day?
As of this day.
Like, okay, here's, because it changes every day.
Yeah.
Based on also like what I played yesterday.
Yeah, right.
But if I only had one song, like get on stage tonight and play one song and get off, it'd be like Ramble on Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that song.
I got to tell you something. I love a John Mayer Bertha. I love a John Mayer Franklin's Tower. I love a John Mayer Casey Jones.
How do you feel when you're talking about this, when you know that a lot of the people watching have no idea about the Grateful Dead, but are huge Housewives? How do you reconcile the Housewife?
I don't care because I feel that it's something that I want, either want them to know about, or it's my show. So
that's right.
You know, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Josie. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
I love you. Love your show.
Thanks.
My question's for John Mayer. What's the one thing that people would be surprised to know about Dave Chappelle?
About Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. You guys have been doing this tour for on and off.
Well, you know, Bob's a friend of Dave's, much longer than I've been a friend of Dave's. Dave is an unapologetic fan of 80s pop music. Just unapologetically knows every 80s pop. Yeah, but he's also like a Wu-Tang completist as well.
Uh-huh.
But you just wouldn't know. He's a guilty pleasure, like late 80s, early 90s, just straight pop junkie.
Bob, are you scared of crossing the line more than ever these days when the world is looking to, it's a very turbulent time.
Right.
People are falling like crazy.
A few people, are being accused unrightfully. To me, it's incredibly disturbing. It's also if there's anything positive to come from it, it's necessary because it puts people that might not have a conscience on patrol. It puts people that are in power that are doing, I don't want to get kicked out of the business, so I'm not going to abuse anybody.
Right.
I'm not going to do any of this. But I also think we can learn from this and we can come out of this and treat women properly, if it's reversed. People just need to stop doing this. No flags have been read before and people are called on it. And so I'm very concerned about the world, but I think we need to stop everything that's happening, especially from the very top. Because there was a day of, you know, one of the first tapes that came out was grabbing the thing.
Yes.
And that had that message. And
you mean the Trump access hall?
Yeah, and it made it okay.
Right.
Because it's locker room talk, and it ain't locker room talk if you're walking into someone's office and ruining their plants.
Yes, that's. I think I know what you mean.
Although it might be good for plants, it's protein. I don't know.
You always go one step
too far.
Yes.
Well, that was your question.
Yes. No,
so
you're right.
It will be
and you did ask me.
Yeah, I know. I did.
It will be answered by any responses to this show. We're going to find out live. Just wait a day.
Yes.
Check your local papers.
Patrick W. texted, John, how much did that blinged out necklace of the dude cost you? You got it for yourself for your 40th birthday present. You Instagrammed it.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's an art piece. It's half... It's for real. Like it's from all the legitimate reasons of wanting to. Like it's an indoor chain.
Yes.
Not an outdoor chain. It's an indoor chain. But I think it will actually create music. I think if I wear this chain in the studio, it will create a certain swagger.
Yes.
That only a man wearing a pound and a half of white gold can produce.
Yes. It's amazing.
And
that
it's
is
an art
the
piece.
Dude.
That's the dude.
That's the dude.
It's an art piece.
Yeah.
But don't let me slip away from this question. It was a lot of money, but it could have been a lot more money. But I'm friends with Ben Baller, who made the chain.
It's incredible.
It's still a lot of money, and that was part of the birthday challenges to kind of, like, I don't have a significant other, and that was kind of the thing that a significant other, that might have been the role that a significant other would have played, is like, here's this friggin' dumb thing that should make you really happy, and
right.
I don't want you to remember how much
right,
I love
so you.
Right,
so you bought it for yourself.
Remember I'm telling
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hand my scripts to my girlfriend. Here's how you talk to me.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's a pleasure. I'm calling from Houston, California.
Houston, California. That's very confusing. What's your question?
It's Houston, like Hugh Hefner, just with the S-O-N at the end.
Oh, Houston. Oh, okay.
Oh, I
Houston.
Thought it was like a difficult right. baseball
yeah.
game.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
See, the Dodgers played Houston.
What's your question?
My question is for Bob. Bob, my best friend Miranda and I have been wondering, what was your worst heckling experience and how did you handle it?
I've had a lot of them because I did 10 years of stand-up before I was able to even do stand-up. I was in San Francisco playing a club, and a gentleman got up on stage and grabbed me in a headlock. And he was like 7 feet tall. And to get out of it, I took the mic stand and I poked him in the butt with it.
Wow.
And he ran away.
Wow.
You sure it wasn't a Pokemon?
It was a poke-a-butt. And then we stayed in touch. We're still sitting
yeah.
talking. You know?
Bob, I mean, how crazy that you and Stamos got engaged, like, within...
It does sound like Stamos and I got engaged.
I think it does.
I think in the German papers, that's what it says.
But I mean, isn't that wild?
Here it is. You're getting it first. He and I, that's what I said to him. See, I have to do that.
You always do it.
Well, I learned it from my dad. He had a problem.
Okay.
So, but John, I had told me I'm going to do this. I'm going to propose. And I said, I'm going to do the same thing. And it's kind of weird because you're not telling your significant others. But he said, I did it, and I did it at Disneyland, and I said, I did it. And we were, like, in the woods in a lovely place. And I turned off Stranger Things to propose. And she was really annoyed. Why'd you turn that off? I want to watch that.
He told me, it's true. It's not a joke. He said that's what he did.
So funny. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know, because it's a really good show.
Now, that's a Netflix and chill.
I know.
That is a Netflix. That's a Netflix and chill.
That's a Netflix and chill.
That's an Andy Samberg closing move.
I want to thank Bob Saget and John Mayer and Barbra Streisand behind the bar. For more, stick around. BravoTV.com, everybody. Wow. Well, that was a great show. I wear too much cologne. I wore too much cologne, John said, on the vacation. I'm stunned. I've never heard that comment about me. Also, I will just tell you, podcasters, that was one of the worst actual audiences we've ever had in the clubhouse. Like, normally, here's the thing. The audience is so small that you can tell if they're not engaged with the show. And from the moment I introduced those guys before the show, they were just quiet. The audience was quiet. And I'm closing my door. There's still a ton of people out there. It's like a party. Anyway, I think that was especially hard for Saget. But I love what John had to say about Katy Perry. I thought that was really sweet. And what Bob had to say about our time in Brazil. And I had a great time. Hope you did too. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this. Perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus. Explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries, and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.